Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. God, I was so Chicago there for a second. Crab diving. I felt myself do it. Hey. Die. That where you duh, duh.
With how the, do you do a Chicago like accent?
Like it's like an L mixed with a D on that. Like crabdiving.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Crab diving. Crabdiving.com.
You grew up on the storied south side.
On the south side of Chicago.
How do you talk? How do those people talk?
I have a hard time doing it now because I worked on not doing it.
Well.
But sometimes I drift. Like
if you,
when I
if you
say,
had to coach someone, what would you tell them?
When I say crab diving. Nasal.
Crab diving.
You kind of go nasal. You kind of.
How do you say fuck you?
You clip certain words. Huh?
Yeah. How do you say fuck you?
Sometimes you say use guys.
Pop. Use guys.
Yeah.
Use guys and pop.
Use guys. Hey.
Where's. How do you get to fucking Belmont? That's a good. Well, everybody knows how to get to Belmont. How do you.
Not on the south side.
Do you like the Eisenhower sucks. Fucking sucks.
Oh, the Dan Ryan sucks.
The Dan Ryan. Oh, that's a good one. Lakeshore Drive.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com. Just did it again. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. With a couple of a drachma.
Where were you when Harry? Here. Where were you when Harry Carey died?
Potter? Oh, Los Angeles, I believe.
Okay.
It was very sad.
I was downtown temping and
in Chicago.
Yes, the city lost their minds. Very sad. There's one old guy in the audit, in the office I was in, kind of cried, and he said they think they should shut the city down.
Wow. He died. Well, I'm just saying that. You know, he was of an era that if he was around now,
he wouldn't last.
It would be, yeah.
It wouldn't last. I mean, I'm sorry, but
looks like a Chinaman there. Oh. Ooh, okay. Well,
Harry Carey, you got to apologize. What?
Yeah. The fuck you talking about? I saw him at his restaurant one time. It was really awesome.
Yeah. Was he
I
ever,
mean, I didn't talk to him. He was
you know, never on Twitter.
Couldn't get near him. What?
He was never on Twitter.
No. Don't believe so. Check us out on Twitter. You can tweet us during the show. We check that shit on occasion during the show.
Yay.
I'm also on Facebook and your Instagram.
For those of you not familiar with Harry Carey, he was a baseball announcer.
Legendary. Hall of Fame.
Yes, for the Chicago Cubs.
For decades and decades. The Sox for a minute and then the Cubs again.
And he was betrayed. He was on...
Betrayed?
Portrayed.
Oh.
And he was portrayed and betrayed by Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Born in 1914.
Damn!
Was Harry Carey.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Married three times.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have guessed like four or five.
37 to 49. So that was 12 years. 52 to 74. So that's 22 years. And then 75 till his death in 98, which is 23 years.
That was drunk Harry Carey, that person. I mean, do you think they were all drunk Harry Carey? Or?
I mean, I'm not considering all of those failed marriages. If you've got 20-something years, and then you're done, you know, I mean, I think you can call that a win.
They're like, I just can't deal with this guy.
Or, yeah. I'm thinking that's probably the odds, but yeah. Shelby.
Hey, listen.
Holy cow, right?
Holy cow. One time, it was a rain delay or something, and it was a home game from the Cubs, and the camera was panning just the skyline of Wrigleyville, and I think they were expecting someone to say something, and no one said anything. I think I remember this character.
Is this what he said?
He just says, he just looks at it, he's just like, is there all these rooftop clubs? He just says, rooftop.
Rooftop.
That's all he says. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, man? say something more.
The late great Harry Carey. Hey, Monster.
Right. But you're right. He wouldn't last 2 seconds in today's world.
I think a lot of that going around. A lot of those guys.
Well, I mean, you
that
know,
we romanticize now. If you look back and be like, ooh, holy
do you think
shit.
It was? Do you think it was? I mean, I don't know anything about, you know, being a woman in Harry Carey's world. You know, I don't know. Especially, well, he was born in 1914.
Right. Or being a black rough person time in Harry Carey's back then. Earlier world.
You know. Some fucking dog is barking down the street. Shut the fuck up! Yeah, Jesus, we're trying to do a fucking podcast, motherfuckers!
Setting off the intern here.
God damn!
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, HuffPo, the headline today. Oh, well, let's bring it down.
No good.
Debbie Downer, HuffPo.
Oh, God, Corona shit. It
says grim.
Oh, fuck this!
Hospital crisis declared for entire state of Idaho.
Yes! I mean, not Florida. That's all I'm saying. I'm so sorry.
Man.
I listen, you got, I'm trying. I just thought it was going to be Florida. That's all. And that I'd like to apologize to Idaho. I'm very sorry. That was important.
We have listeners in Idaho.
Do we?
Sure.
Apologies all around. That was in poor taste. But, I mean.
We get downloads from all the states.
But it's not us, though.
A whole bunch of. Odd countries sometimes.
But how's Florida doing? We must be doing good now, right? We're doing great, aren't we? Aren't we?
Are you existentially or financially or...
I don't know. Is there anything good about us?
The coronavirus is spreading so quickly in Idaho that the state has... Did you want to have an exaltation at that moment? That the state has decided to allow all of its hospitals to ration care. As they struggle to keep up with the onslaught of patients.
I'm no healthcare professional, but ration care sounds dystopian.
Not optimal.
Right. Yay.
The massive increase of COVID-19 patients requiring hospitalization in all areas of the state has exhausted existing resources, says the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
Damn!
The department says it is activating what it calls a crisis standard of care.
Oh, God.
Which helps doctors and nurses decide how to allocate resources during an overwhelming public health emergency.
Yeah, so you better get your vaccine, you fucks. Because if you're vaccinated and you come in with the Rona, do you go to the front of the line? Do you? You do. You must. Or you're not even in the fucking hospital.
Well, no. Probably. Well, maybe if two people present,
yes,
and you have one ventilator, and they're both very ill, requiring
right.
ventilation.
Okay.
If there's one of them that has been fully vaccinated and has a right. breakthrough case that's gone really bad, and another that has not been vaccinated, they're going to take the vaccinated person because okay. the outcome odds are better.
So wait, they're going to go with the drum roll, please.
Vaccinated person.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Cymbal crash. Wow.
And the, so, you know, and these crisis standards, it says here in Idaho, offers legal protection to medical staff forced to make decisions about who to prioritize.
God, that's so sad. Look how sad we are, you fucks.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm yelling at.
Overstretched hospitals in other states. Well, open the window.
Hey,
open the window. Let the dog get at the squirrels and let the neighbors.
Those squirrels Shelby, look at me.
Give us a reason.
Those squirrels
give them a reason to kill us.
Carry disease. They all probably have fucking rabies.
There were two right before the show, everybody.
But you have your shots.
Two of those rodents were taunting Shelby as they were sitting and frolicking in the window box.
Right.
Where
you have your shots. You know how lucky you are, dog.
Yeah, I told you she got the 3-year one so that she wouldn't have to go back to the vet. That's like, I gave her the 3-year, and, you know, if I had a 10-year shot, I would have given her that one.
You're well known locally. That fucking guy called you fat. I mean, you know, I get it. Fuck that guy, right? Okay. I don't mean that.
The overstretched hospitals in other states, including Hawaii and Alaska, are being forced to make similar decisions.
Yay.
So there you go.
How's it going, everybody? You know what? The coronavirus feels like. This is not a great comparison and not meant to sound insensitive, but God, I was a Cubs.
But
we were talking about the Cubs earlier, Harry Carey.
Sure.
Things of that nature. I was a Cub fan. I've been a Cub fan. I started watching them in the 90s, I think, and listening to the games, and they lost most. They have lost most games. Yeah. I mean, they fucking suck.
For 100 years, they did lose most games.
There was a season, I remember, it's like, God. It was
not off to a great start this year, too.
No, okay. Who was that one? Gary Gaetti. Jesus fucking Christ. It was not a... Gary Gaetti was a third baseman, and in many losing games, they would waddle his ass out there to pitch because everything was sucking, and... This coronavirus is like an extended Gary Gaetti season for the Cubs. It just sucks. Yeah. If anybody knows baseball, you know what I mean. Gary Gaetti, he didn't suck, but he was just on every shitty fucking Cubs team, ever.
So that's the headline at the HuffPost. The entire state of Idaho is now under hospital crisis mode.
That's bad news, right? There's no hospital crisis mode. Can only be negative.
Well, yeah,
there's
I would
no
suggest
way to spin
that
it's positive, guys.
Unless it's a crisis of happiness mode.
We're
oh,
a
everyone's
crisis,
too happy.
A crisis of care mode.
Drudge Report said Fed under ethics review.
Yay.
Okay. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell directed staff to review the central bank's ethics rules for appropriate financial activities after disclosures that several senior central bank officials made multi-million dollar stock trades in 2020. While others held significant investments. Oh, you mean people on the Fed may be shady?
So everybody's just getting their piece of the fucking shit.
Sure.
This is our government. And, you know...
World.
This is weird, but do you remember the story we did? Yeah, it's the world. But, like, even the story we did yesterday about the... For previous episodes of this show, look on the internet. There, the sheriff's department and the police department. There's gangs within gangs in law enforcement.
Yes.
And it's all because these motherfuckers are all on the take.
Many, yeah.
I mean, can't people just not suck?
Can I get a hallelujah?
God, whatever. Truck and all your fucking weird kids. you violent children. Weirdo Sarah Palin. Fuck off.
News of Powell's inquiry broke after Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a dozen letters to the Fed's regional bank presidents demanding stricter ethics.
Go down there, Elizabeth.
From
go
the
get
nation's
them.
Top central bank officials. Why is she not in charge of something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is she not the chairman of a committee? Is she?
Yeah, and
I know,
you know,
she's on committee.
Show her some fucking love. Do you know why? Because she took that Kraken that was on the running for the Democratic primary. What's his face? That dickhead. The guy that she just...
Oh, Bloomberg.
Buried Bloomberg.
Oh,
my God. I'm gonna go back and watch YouTube clips of that because that was beautiful. I mean, and the Democrats gave her no love because of that.
She obliterated that motherfucker, and he was a problem. Admit it. He was a wacko fucking asshole problem, and she made it go away.
Fatality.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Right, it was a fatality.
It was amazing.
That was a W for the good guys, yeah. And where is she now? Why isn't she in charge of something?
And a taste of what she could have done to Trump.
Oh, my God.
In a one-on-one debate.
Oh. She would have.
Not that I don't like Biden. But I said from the beginning that Elizabeth Warren was my candidate. I think you were on the same
Elizabeth
too.
Warren.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I wanted nothing more. It's just what I thought what we would see. I was like, there's no way we're just not going to see Elizabeth Warren mopping up the floor with this motherfucker at these debates. I thought that's how the 2020 campaign would end.
Right.
And I never got that. And that fucking sucks. And how old is she? Elizabeth Warren.
70s, you know, she's up there.
70s, sadly. That's it? Yeah. So, Biden, how old's Biden?
Million? 78.
Okay, so he's going to be president for 16 more years. He'll be 97 when he's done. Elizabeth Warren will only be 89. She'll rule until she's 102. That's perfect. Is she not in charge? Like, is she not in charge of anything, or does she just want to be? I mean, not just a senator. I know that sounds fucking stupid. I mean, it's a good job.
Well, I think she's on committees, and I don't know whether she chairs a committee or not. But she fucking
chaired one. Somebody give her a committee.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against: a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Holy shit. Ouch. That guy is going to need some Bengay later. He just got, oh my God, you got fucked right there. That's a takedown. He's in the ground and pound. He's down. Down goes Frazier. Ouch. Oh. Oh my God, that hurts me.
Man, the I wish they had, we could see every single camera on every single candidate on that stage, their reaction. Because you can kind of see, right when she finishes, Bernie, like, starts turning towards, like,
yeah, play it again.
Oh my God.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against: a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee.
Sadly, the camera, I wouldn't know what to do either. But they isolate on Bloomberg and her. They're next to each other. Right as Bernie is turning, like, whoa, and looking over.
Why can't we have Elizabeth Bernie or something like that?
Warren Bernie
presidency. That'd be funny, though, right? Don't they have funny moments together?
If they would have teamed up earlier, I'm just saying, there might have been a different...
What was the...
A different primary.
Bernie had a funny clip earlier this year, too. Something about, Jane.
Bernie can be funny.
Somebody, that Jane, that ignorant slut. Remember that?
Oh, right, right, right.
Somebody said that.
I don't know what that is, but okay. I don't think you're an ignorant slut. Okay, I'll take the compliment. I don't really understand what you're talking about.
No one's calling anyone an ignorant slut. That's what it was.
Something like that. That was Kennedy, right? From Louisiana.
Joe Kennedy, yeah.
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy. Yeah. You're a wacko.
Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's saying you're an ignorant slut. Senator. Oh,
thank you.
Hey, Mr. Kennedy, way to not make the South look fucking stupid, the way. Thank you.
And there are multiple people that say, you know, this guy was like a Rhodes Scholar that went to Harvard and Oxford.
Oh, Joe Scarborough says that.
And they're like, you know, back in the day, Joe Kennedy was like, "Hi everyone, how are you doing? Good to see you." And now he's like, "What do we go, man?"
Maybe he's on shit, you know. Maybe he's on drugs.
He's on racism.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. That's their favorite drug.
Man, what if he said? I'll bet if I'm on Twitter, if I look up John Kennedy, he said something stupid recently.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
I mean, it's we've been through this on the show, but it's just an odd reference. It's like that guy
So John Kennedy must sit around and watch like box sets of old Saturday Night Live episodes or something, like he got for Christmas or something, or he likes old Saturday Night Live.
I guess.
Why is it? I'm just trying to figure out how that would be in my repertoire of things to say. It's while on camera too, in like a meeting, right?
He probably thought he was slipping out a hip hop reference. He's a Republican from Louisiana.
Damn.
I mean,
there are people.
You don't think he's in touch.
There are people that do. So, there are people that do that shit, and then there are other people that don't do that shit. I don't think John Kennedy does that shit. I mean, it was funny though. I don't know. Obama could do that. Obama would never say that though. There's just no
right.
I don't know. It's weird, man. It's fucking weird.
I have to tell you, I'm very disturbed about your personal comments about people. And it's not just one or two. I think you deleted about 1,000 tweets. And it wasn't just about Republicans. And I don't mind disagreements in policy. I think that's great. I love the dialectic. But the comments were personal. I mean, you call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut.
That is not true. And,
this is Neera Tanden. Poor Neera Tanden.
But Neera Tanden,
those fuckers
ran
out of that. She was immensely qualified.
Okay,
assistant budget director, something like that.
Sexism.
Sure, and she's brown.
Oh yeah, sexism and racism.
Right.
Jeez.
But an ignorant slut.
That is not true.
And when you said these things, did you mean them?
I wouldn't have said ignorant.
What?
Somebody said I wouldn't have said ignorant.
You gotta be shitting me.
Who said that?
Wait
a second now.
We gotta find out who said that. Bernie didn't say that though. That's not Bernie.
Hold on a second. We didn't.
Did John Kennedy say that?
I've never heard that before. Maybe it's somebody watching or something. No, this is C-SPAN.
C-SPAN.
So somebody else said, wow.
When was this clip?
Senator,
February 10th.
I have to say, I deeply regret my comments.
I understand that, but when you said them, did you mean them? I understand you've taken them back, but did you mean them?
I'd say the discourse over the last 4 years on all sides has been incredibly polarized.
I'm asking about yours. Did you?
Okay, anyway, I'm going to go to the end. I'm going to go to the end when he says to Bernie.
I got a white guy talking to a woman of color about discourse and being, this is maddening. This is insane.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut. Okay?
Thank you. I don't know how I should take that, Senator Kennedy, but Senator Kane.
I don't know how I should take that, Senator Kennedy.
The funniest thing is when he says, just under his breath.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. With the beginning of it, he's like, okay. He's just trying to deal. The guy's just trying to get through this shit.
Can you imagine having to sit through these just day in and day out, anyway, listening to these asshole Republicans?
God, that last part.
Grandstand.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
God,
another
damn.
Little trip down memory lane. So, you know, I'm all for this. You know, if the Republicans are going to try to say, look at the Fed is corrupt. Okay.
Yes.
If they are, I agree. Yank them the fuck out of there and jail them. This is where we differ.
Right.
If they were your boys, you would be like, well, there's nothing there. They haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all political. But if they're Democrats or they were put in by a Democrat or whatever, then the Republicans are going to be squealy pants.
Yes. Yes. And also, the Republicans are always going to be squealy pants.
Right.
And that's snowflake fucks.
We want our diddlers thrown in jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not remaining in Congress from the first district. Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's our guy, right?
Oh,
our guy.
I'm just giving it for example, Ryan. I'm not.
Follow me on Venmo.
Talking about anybody specific.
$200 for ass. Why arrest this fucking guy? Can't you arrest him? He said on Venmo $200 for ass. Right.
Well, to his friend, not to.
Oh, that's right.
Not to the girl. He wouldn't be that crass.
Yeah.
I guess.
He doesn't want to say a bad word in front of a middle schooler.
I'm a polite human trafficker. I'm not like those other ones. Get in the container.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Beautiful day. Yay. In the neighborhood. Actually, it's rainy as fuck here.
Right.
In the panhandle.
It's again, I might have said this on previous episodes of the Crab Diving Podcast. The problem is the water. We have too much of it. We need to do something with it. Not the drinkable water. But the water from that fucking ocean, man, the Gulf. Well, can we do something with this? Just less of it.
We kind of need a lot of it, though. But
we don't need any of it. Well, we need
the ecosystem. This isn't that flood that's still out there on one of these streets near us.
Yeah.
Because of poor drainage.
Yeah.
Florida, infrastructure, Republicans.
How is drainage poor Mac here? Aids. Aren't we just built on water?
That's not salt water.
What?
You go drink that.
Are you going to drink that?
No, but I'm just saying it's not salt water. It came from the sky and now it's mixed with all the feces and
can we have less of this water?
And meth.
Yes. Can we have less of the shit meth water, please? And more alligators.
So there you go. Powell ordering an ethics review. And almost every person I know that is a liberal is all for ethics reviews of all kinds and types. And we fear them not.
Right. It's good because...
And if it's one of our people, again, lock them up.
Right.
If they did it.
And that's how it's been, hasn't it?
Well, yeah.
You know, and on the other side, the Republicans, that's how it's been as well, right?
Right. Al Franken, that's all I'm going to say.
Mm.
Look at what Al Franken
did. What a fucking shame.
Right.
Oh, my God. I just had a great idea. Al Franken, what are you doing? Do you know how much a house in Florida is? Nothing. Buy one. Move here. Run for governor. Bam. Problem solved.
Oh, wow.
Boom. What do you think about that? Al Franken for the governor of Florida. You don't like that idea?
Yeah, I do.
I love it.
I just don't know if...
People would love Al
Franken. Yeah, but
I think
he's too polarizing.
He was on Saturday Night Live.
We need a celebrity.
Stewart!
That the dummies are just going to be like, oh, I like that movie.
He has to campaign as Stuart Smalley the whole time. And
for sure he's doomed. Bette Midler tweeted is this really Bette Midler? Oh, yeah. Tweeted a meme.
Yes.
It's a picture of a white woman. It says, "Hi, I'm Heather Bresch, CEO of Mylan. I raised the cost of life-saving EpiPens by 600%. I also gave myself a 671% raise.
Oh, shit.
My salary is $18,931,068.
Wow.
My dad is West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
Holy fuck. Wow. That's revealing, isn't it?
Just saying.
Illuminating. That's disturbing. Why if... That's $18 million a year that person makes.
Yes.
You know what, asshole? Call up your dad, buy him out, tell him to quit being in politics, and then throw your money behind some progressive.
And maliciously raised the prices of EpiPens. Remember, when all these assholes have been grilled as to why you were doing that, it's basically, because we can.
Yeah.
Because we could.
Right.
The restrictions are off. You know, there's a certain amount of years or whatever. Especially when there's government. This is the thing that's really irritating. When there's government money used to help with the research. And then they say, well, you got to keep the cost down for 10 years. Then 10 years later, they just ram it up 600,000%.
Right.
But that ain't cool.
But we paid for it.
Right.
We paid for that research.
Right.
That's crazy.
But they get the profits. That's how capitalism works, man. Socialize the losses and the costs. Privatize all the profits.
Well, I don't know.
Then you're a genius. Then you're they worship at your feet.
How do you solve this problem?
Elect Democrats to
just
start.
Primary the shit out of
and
this.
And elect
fuckhead.
Like AOC Democrats.
Because I can't think, I mean, Virginia.
Not Joe Manchin Democrats.
Virginia's poor as fuck.
Yes.
Don't they, I mean, who?
Bottom of the list of, we talked about it yesterday, of many different factors.
Yeah. Some COVID shit.
top of the list of bad ones.
They needed an adult. They don't need like Big Pharma's little bitch baby, you know, helping them. That's what I think.
Right, who's drunk with power?
Right, and I'm not. I don't mean to throw shade at anybody's senator, because I guarantee you, I would trade whoever we have for Joe Manchin. Wouldn't you? I mean, I'll trade Rick Scott for Joe Manchin any day of the fucking week. So
next year, ladies and germs, go out and overwhelm them with votes.
Yes.
And make sure we pick up 4, 5, 6 seats in the Senate. Then we can tell Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, hit the bricks, motherfuckers. Well, isn't that what the recall tells you? Like, if you go out and vote, these Krakens go away.
Right.
Maybe.
And they were talking about how the Republicans were mobilized like crazy. All the Republicans that can go out went out. But they were overwhelmed by sane people. Because, and that's the way it should be everywhere. Right.
There are more of us.
Look what happened in Georgia.
Even here.
Everybody would have thought Georgia blood red. But people got the fuck out to vote.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Despite the Republican shenaniganry.
And the same thing happened here. Right? Well, we lost. But we still lost. That's okay. Maybe we'll win next time. Maybe we'll win. Val Demings is going to be our senator.
She's going to run against little Marco.
Oh, my God.
And we've got Charlie Crist or the ag secretary, whose name, sadly, I don't remember. She is also running for the Democratic nomination.
They have whoever wins that one has my vote. I don't even have to think about it.
Well, the polls right now have shown if it's Charlie Crist, he's up by 5 or 6 points.
Wow.
And DeSantis's ratings are going down.
But he's still going to run for president.
Oh, sure. That's all he cares about.
What do you mean? He didn't care about us with Corona? Not a little bit.
Har. So this is spectacular. This clip, still trending on the Twitter is Newsmax.
Trending on Twitter,
because of this display. And the funny thing is, we've played clips of this guy before. He's probably the scumbaggiest, biggest Trump dingleberry.
Ooh, yes.
That's out there.
Perfect.
On Newsmax.
Oh my God.
Greg Stinchfield.
Newsmax is particularly disturbing because it looks like your standard cable news television show. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess they all do. It's just weird. It's not news.
But I'm looking at all these things that are trending. It's making me laugh. Mm-hmm. Lardfather is still trending.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Hashtag Lardfather. They got that trending for Trump.
Who called him that? Stephen Colbert?
I think it was, Stephen Colbert.
That's fucking great.
Initially called him that. So this Grant Stinchfield guy was interviewing a veteran who, I guess, has this group that has been going over and like trying to help evacuate Americans and Afghan allies from Afghanistan.
Right, right.
Stitchfield is interviewing this guy. And I think we pick up here near the end where this guy has said, you know, he's on Zoom or whatever. This guy has said, his name is Joe Saboe, S-A-B-O-E, founder of Team America, it says.
Right.
And apparently he has been talking about, you know, Stitchfield has been like, it's all Biden's fault. Biden's killing everybody. Biden got out of there. It's a coward. Trump had it. Fine. Yeah. Biden. Trump was perfect.
Right.
And this guy apparently has been injecting some, you know, we've been around. I was in Afghanistan for a lot of years and, you know, all these administrations. He even at one point says, he never says, it's all Trump's fault. He's like, it's no, you know, I do want to say, well, listen.
Right.
And then listen to Grant Stitchfield, who I will bet great sums of money has been doing nothing but piss squealing all about the alleged censorship of conservatives on social media and on the media and all that stuff.
Right.
And listen to what this tiny little testicle little piss baby does.
He's a snowflake.
I can tell you this didn't happen under President Trump. And I know there's a lot of people on the left that want to try to blame President Trump. He wanted out of Afghanistan real bad. He was real frustrated not being able to get out. But he didn't pull out because he knew this would happen. In fact, we all did. I called it on this program. My 12-year-old son knew about it. And so I've got Americans there that are stuck. To me, that's a hostage situation. But, Joe, I appreciate you working to get them out. I really do. Yeah. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
With due respect,
thank you for
with due respect, Grant, I mean, like, veterans, you know, being one, right, and our friends are over there.
With due respect, Grant.
Jeez.
So listen to how civilly this guy's talking.
Yeah.
Being one, right, and our friends are over there.
Right.
We followed this closely for multiple administrations, and we know the Trump's administration's efforts here were fairly weak, that they were trying to limit the number of people that would get out. And
Joe,
so there was coordination problems.
Joe, I'm going to cut you. I'm already weak. I'm already low on time, Joe. Joe, cut him off, please. Cut him off now. You're not going to blame this on President Trump on my show.
Good God. What the fuck?
So they just cut off this guy. Now the screen is just this sad little tiny man.
You little fucking loser.
Pointing at the screen, yelling, "You're not going to blame it on Trump in my show."
You're telling me some guy whose day is filled trying to get people out of Afghanistan took time to call into this fucking asshole show, and then Greg Stitchfield hangs up on it.
Sure. And you notice he's like, "I'm out of time. I'm out of time. But he goes on for another minute squealing about this. Listen to this. God, he's out of time.
Now. I'm already weak. I'm already low on time, Joe. Joe, cut him off, please. Cut him off now. You're not going to blame this on President Trump on my show. That's not happening. Now, I appreciate the work that you're doing. God bless you for being a veteran. God bless you for trying to get Americans out. But don't come on this program and take the talking points of the left and blame President Trump. That's not helping anybody. The Biden administration screwed this up from the very start. You know it. I know it. The country knows it. And to call them not hostages, I don't know how you don't call them hostages. They're stuck in Afghanistan with a country overrun with terrorists.
But they're not being held.
Yeah.
They're having trouble getting out. It's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
So they're not hostages. These fragile... sad, pathetic, tiny dick energy volcanoes. They're giving off so much tiny dick energy.
Right.
These Republicans, little piss babies. Yeah. You can't challenge. How is this not a cult? Tell me this is not authoritarianism, fascism, and a cult.
Well, it most definitely is, because Greg Stitchfield wants us to not believe what we're hearing and seeing.
Right.
I mean, a guy that has been in Afghanistan, who is in Afghanistan, is telling you what it is like in Afghanistan. And I don't know where Greg Stitchfield is broadcasting from, but I don't think it's Kabul.
New York, probably.
Yeah, he didn't fucking know. This guy is there, and Greg Stitchfield is telling this guy how it is where he is. That is crazy.
Such a sad little man.
Isn't it crazy?
The poster child for who these people are. What's the difference of him or some lug with a backwards baseball cap yelling in a Walmart, screaming, my freedom, I'm not going to wear a mask.
No different. This guy has just been able to navigate right-wing nut job media to get a place at the table of shit them somehow.
Yeah, he sucked the right-wing dick.
Oh, my God.
He probably went on Fox and talked about how much he loved Trump.
Yeah, you know, how can you not have the awareness? Like, I don't care how you feel politically, but if you're contacting someone who is in Afghanistan and then you find yourself telling them how it is there and you're not there, but they're there, you don't have a moment that says, wait a second.
Right.
I sound like a fucking asshole.
And you notice the guy said it's been over several administrations that there have been problems. No, cut him off. Cut him off. You're not going to do that. You're not going to blame our Lord, the Orange God.
And
you're not going to blame him.
The guy is nice enough to say, hey, with respect, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
This sad little man deserves zero respect from anyone. This white, I'm sure he beats his wife, beats his dog, beats his kids. I'm sure he's a complete dick to everyone in his life because he's just got that vibe. That's who they are. That's who they are.
I mean, he even has his Stinchfield. Is it Stinchfield?
Stinch.
Stinch.
Yeah, like something you need to have lanced.
Right, perfect. You need to be lanced. You know, figuratively, you fuck. You unfunny fuck. Does he think he's a real news person? What does he think he is, Greg?
Oh, he's a brilliant, brilliant right-wing voice.
Is that how you see yourself, you dumb fuck, Greg?
Of course he does.
Wow.
Of course he does.
Who's the premier guy? Who's the number one right-wing nut job guy? And that, it used to be always, capacity? Well, it was always Rush, but now Rush is dead as fuck. He's fucking dead, so who takes over? Who's the head nutball?
It's kind of a void in that because...
Tucker.
Yeah. Tucker is kind of there, but...
Yeah.
Rush is... Jesus Christ. You look at some of the shit Rush said over the years.
Right.
And with a big audience, we could play a myriad of some of these little shit drizzles that
has a lot of people,
or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean...
So yeah, Grant Stinchfield, whose Twitter, if you want to tweet this little fragile snowflake, is at Stinch, S-T-I-N-C-H, Field, F-I-E-L-D, 1776. Oh, look at me, I'm a patriot. I jerk off to my own Twitter handle.
Hey, yeah. Is Greg going to be there September 18th with all the little fucks?
Now you know that I'm a patriot. I'm a good American because I put 1776 in my Twitter handle.
And wake up, Blammo, you're a Nazi, you dumb fuck. You're actually a fascist. Isn't
God,
that funny?
So sad.
You dumb
so
fuck.
Sad.
Is he going to be there at the 18th for the rally for the fucks? The fuck rally?
Probably. I mean.
God, these people, we got to put up the fences because the fuckheads are going to be back.
And he's really, I mean, obviously he's not, I don't think he's censoring his Twitter replies because.
Yeah.
You may be, not be able to keep up with it. The ratio is what you would expect it to be. It's awful.
Yeah.
But there's no, I'm scrolling down. I'm not seeing any people saying, yeah, you got that. You own that lib.
Absolutely.
Everybody's making fun of him and laughing at him. That's what we need to do with these people.
Yes.
Point and laugh and ignore what they say.
Because they're
and
easy
eventually
targets.
They will crawl back into the sewers from whence they have emitted.
Because they're easy targets. And if you're a progressive fuckhead like we are, you can make these people your little mental bitch babies whenever you want. It's there for the taking. Embrace it. Do it. Don't get violent.
And they hate that.
Yeah, they don't like
they
it.
They love it when you get mad and yell
stupid.
At them. They hate it when you laugh at them
Use
and make
brain.
Fun of them. Look what Trump, arguably, we might not have this if Obama didn't go after him at that dinner.
Fuck! God damn it!
But
what did Obama say to him that pissed him off so much?
It was great, whatever it was. But he made fun of The Apprentice. He made fun of his hair. He made fun of everything. And well, like Obama delivers jokes well.
And it was just, this Trump is a fascist. He's a rapist. He's a fuck. And justly so. It is just.
It has been said. So there you go. Newsmax.
Right.
Grant Stinchfield. So.
Yay, Newsmax.
Tweet Grant. Tweet Newsmax and tell them how impressed you are with their journalism.
Oh, yes. It's very good. Who's bigger, OAN or Newsmax? OAN.
Newsmax.
No, OAN was in the White House during the
Trump was Newsmax.
Was it really? What a sad country we are.
Newsmax was trying to pretend it was a little bit more mainstream. Remember, they were one of the first to actually call Biden president after the insurrection. Remember, they said, well, they've been certified, so we're going to start referring to him as President-elect Biden.
It got real.
And then they got mad at them for that.
Yeah.
The lunatics.
Oh, yeah. But it got real. It got too real for these guys, and they had too much to lose Newsmax. They got a whole network. You know, they're playing long game. They must
Well, Grant is the worst.
At Newsmax.
Yeah. He's the craziest there.
Who else is there? There's some...
So there are some that are... Isn't Spicer's, Gutfeld...
Spicer's there.
Not Gutfeld. Who is the guy that sent dick pics? I know that doesn't narrow it down. On Fox.
Oh, that's... Oh, I know who that is. Damn. That's
Bolin.
That guy.
Eric Bolin.
Yeah, the boring guy.
Yeah.
Well, they're all
he's
bad.
The one that said that Mike Ditka was a pussy.
That's right.
Because Mike Ditka said, knowing what we know now about cranial injuries and CTE and stuff,
yes.
I don't think I would put my kids into football.
Oh, okay.
And Eric Bolling was like, what a pussy. I can't believe that the coach is falling for this woke pussy emasculating culture.
You know, man, okay, you can think about it. I don't know. I'm trying to reason with this guy. But if you think about it like this, the science says all these kids are getting head injuries from playing tackle football. And then if you stop doing that, if you stop the tackle football and do tag football or something, all of a sudden you have what? Less kids running around
all
with
the boys
injuries.
Turn gay.
Yeah, okay. That's right. You don't have all these head injuries. God. Why are we so dumb? What is it about? Can we maybe get rid of football? Can we? I mean, I don't give a fuck. I like baseball. Fuck off. God.
So yeah, also trending is
Mike Dick is a pussy.
Cut him off now. It's trending. Cut him off now. Cut him off now.
He's telling the truth. He's telling us how it is in Afghanistan.
Right, right.
That's all.
Right now, and number two trend is Newsmax on the Twitter.
God, you asked him.
What's going on with Lil Nas? Lil Nas, I mean.
I don't know. Lil Nas?
Hashtag Lil Nas X gives birth.
Okay.
I don't know what this means, but it's trending number one right
Lil
now.
Lil Nas is... Is he from the UK?
No.
Okay.
So that's the number one trend right now.
Lil Nas is did the video that's in the prison.
Yes.
Okay, that's a great video.
Yes. He did Montero, the where he twerked on Satan.
That's right. That is a very good video as well. That's good shit.
And then snapped Satan's neck and took over. At the end, spoiler
damn,
alert.
Damn, that's
in
hard.
The video.
You know, and I don't have a problem with that, Lil Nas. I am a Satanist. That's fine. You broke the neck of my God, and that's okay. I still appreciate your music. Yeah, you see how tolerant I am?
I, on the other hand, don't believe in Satan.
Well,
I'm a member of the Satanic Temple, not a Satanist.
Then. You can't, you're denying your God.
Then you don't know what the Satanic Temple stands for.
I'm just kidding. I mean, but it's, you know, part of the fun is telling people you do dig Satan bigly. I love Satan so much. He's my favorite.
We've got good news.
Yay.
At least a lot of these courts are smacking down these lunatics. This is Kentucky.
Right.
And this is a woman who, and this goes to show you that being a registered nurse, being a doctor, does not necessarily mean that you're not a dumb, stupid motherfucker and misinformed
person?
And an asshole. Yes.
How are you a nurse or a doctor and you're
an
anti-science?
I just said it doesn't mean you're not an asshole and misinformed and stupid and willfully ignorant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But your training includes science, doesn't it? On some level, on all levels, wouldn't it?
Kentucky woman, this is the Daily Beast.
Ooh.
Kentucky woman Angela Underwood thought she knew more than the doctors treating her husband for COVID.
Okay.
After his care team at Norton Brownsboro Hospital refused to give him ivermectin. This is in Kentucky again.
Thank you, Joe Rogan.
A parasite drug not proven to treat COVID. She sued. Quote, as a registered nurse, I demand my husband be administered ivermectin.
Oh, my God.
Touting its efficacy in numerous studies and research. None. No peer-reviewed studies or research.
Peer-reviewed. Fuck you.
She said, I'll administer it to him myself if necessary. He's on a ventilator.
Are you going to squirt it in his mouth, or is this in pill form? He's on a ventilator now.
So she also represented herself in court, and then she amended her complaint and then wanted him treated with intravenous vitamin C.
Well, what about what do the doctors want him treated with? I might lean towards that one. Because don't they have a lot of experience working with coronavirus at this point? I mean...
So a Jefferson County circuit judge threw out her ridiculous lawsuit, saying she could try to find a hospital that, quote, believes in the efficacy of these therapies. But he said it would be impractical due to her husband's unstable condition to try to move him. And the fact is, quote, it is likely no such hospital in the United States exists.
Yeah, man.
That believes in the efficacy of these therapies. That's why they're doing the horse paste, because doctors around the country are telling these morons, I'm not going to write you a script for it. It doesn't work.
Because they want, because the healthcare industry wants you to do the right thing and get vaccinated. And they want you to, if you're in the hospital, they want to treat you the way they want to treat you, because they've been doing coronavirus. Like, aren't they good at it by now?
If I think it's Merck.
They know what they're doing.
If the evil giant pharma company Merck, which I think has ivermectin, they're constantly coming out with messages. This is not for COVID. Do not use this for COVID. Do not take it. It's not a preventive. It can kill you. It can hurt. It can fuck up your liver. What? There's all kinds of side effects. Do not take this unless you're prescribed by a doctor and you have ringworm or you have some parasite. Do not take this for COVID. The people that make it, do you think those greedy motherfuckers would be saying that?
No.
If there was a glimmer of a hope that they could make money off of ivermectin.
They would love it. They Jesus would fucking love
Christ,
it.
Christ, think like evil capitalists, motherfuckers.
But also think like your fucking doctor. All these doctors have been dealing with coronavirus 24/7 for a while now. You think you're going to waddle into the hospital and tell them something that they don't fucking know.
Right, right.
And also, they want you to be treated effectively so maybe you can get the fuck out of there. So another coronavirus motherfucker could come in. And I don't think the path to that is giving you ivermectin. What do I fucking know?
The judge said she's welcome to produce evidence that her proposed treatments are relatively safe and efficacious. But he said that will be a Herculean task. Because ivermectin has not been approved by the FDA as a treatment for coronavirus. And these are the same people who say, I'm not taking that vaccine because it wasn't approved by the FDA yet.
What the well, you know what they'll say to that? Fauci's in on it. It's money. Fauci's getting paid.
Yeah.
We are just caught
in living in Stupidville.
Yes. Welcome to Stupidville, everybody.
And it's deadly stupid. We've been living in Stupidville for a while. Now it's deadly stupid.
Welcome to Stupidville, Florida. It's fine here. Don't worry about it. We've got alligators. We've got snakes. We have no infrastructure. Nothing drains. We have lots of corona.
Lots of Jesus, though, if you're into churches.
Tons. And for some reason, our governor thinks he needs to be president. And our representative is a diddler, and he's still a representative. Stupidville.
Alleged diddler, so far.
Yeah. Welcome to Stupidville.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Congratulations on the alleged part, Matt. I mean, it's still alleged, right?
Yes. Yes.
Will he ever go to court or be arrested?
I would assume so.
What are they waiting on?
I assume it's not looking good the longer it takes. It just means they're getting more because dude is still singing. He hasn't been sentenced yet.
Right.
In fact, when he was supposed to have a sentencing hearing after he had already cooperated, they said, we need more time.
Ooh.
The prosecutors even said, yeah, give him more time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he's telling us a whole lot of stuff.
And also, they probably might need more time because who knows what the lag was between the FBI doing something and then that Larry Nassar thing. Who do those gymnasts testify that, it took 15 months for the FBI to give a fuck. Who knows how long they sat on this Matt Gaetz shit. Probably a long time.
Let's see, we've got elsewhere in L News.
And not to be cynical, but the victims of Matt Gaetz aren't old, straight, white men. Right? They're underage girls.
Right.
Our society doesn't give a fuck about anybody but white dudes. So there's that.
I'm just looking at what else is going on here in the headlines.
Yay.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link, we get we commission, and it doesn't cost you anything.
You know, I did see this article in The Verge about Facebook crowing that they're cranking up their security operations against, like, shit posters and, like, organized trolls.
Oh, that's interesting. The big story yesterday was how much of a fail they've been at that exact thing.
Wow.
That it was, the story was in 2018. I know this because part of my work, I had I actually had to use this story. But it was, I believe, 2018 that they were like, we're going to change our algorithm to make sure that you see more stuff just from friends and family. It's going to reduce all the hate and everything that. And then they did. And then they did a study and it had the exact opposite effect. It just made everybody hate each other more.
God.
And siloed people into more and more.
Oh, right.
Silos.
Yeah, yeah. Your little echo chamber.
Right.
Right.
Fuckers.
Right. Thank you, Zuck. Thank you. And it's like, it's funny to me, too. It's like, go ahead and reform all you want. I mean, you got Trump elected anyway. I mean, you helped. Right, they helped. Let's be honest. All these ad buys are coming in from Russia, and nobody's like, oh, this is weird. Nobody?
Oh, no.
And it was campaign related.
No, they were cool with it.
But it's God damn.
They were cool with getting help. They said, if we got help, what's the big deal?
But Facebook's cool with it?
Because they were making money.
Making money!
And the story that I read today said basically that when they were like, we got to change this back, Zuckerberg was like, but we're making so much more money now.
Zuckerberg, you got all the money.
So that motherfucker needs to go away. He's a menace to society. If he is that, I don't mean, you know what I mean, go away from Facebook.
Like Facebook jail.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Get away from Facebook. And take his power away, because if that's the attitude,
but you know, we don't know. Was there criminality between Facebook and those ad buys and stuff? I mean, what was going on?
Right.
We're supposed to be like, oh well, man.
Here's,
I mean, don't some you think? Whenever I see things about Facebook, like that's what I always think. I'm like, great, way to look into this now.
Right. Roger Stone in the news today.
Yay.
You may have seen.
Roger Stone is the guy that is the leader of the Proud Boys or something like that.
No, he's got Proud Boy friends, but he's not a leader.
They're his army. He's
protected
though.
By him.
Oh, yes.
Though, that's apparently.
Very strange.
Like a longtime dirty trickster in politics, profoundly evil asshole, who we brilliantly interviewed probably 10 years ago now.
That's right.
When we were on that wrestling network.
Yes.
I know I have that somewhere. I should find that and see if there's any clip that's not going to be too humiliating to play. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, nobody knew anything about Roger Stone.
Right, right. Well, we knew that he was like Nixon and that he was Nixon's boy and shit like that. But
I didn't know he was.
He had written a book about the Kennedy assassination. Yeah.
I didn't know he was in, what is that? The bad guys in S.H.I.E.L.D. In the Marvel S.H.I.E.L.D. I didn't know he was a member of Hydra.
Hydra, yeah.
I didn't know because he's like Hydra level evil. I didn't know that.
Well, today he was in St. Louis.
Okay.
On a radio show.
That's right.
Doing Real Talk 93.3 St. Louis.
Oh shit.
Talking about the 2024 election, and like literally in the middle of his he was at home, I guess, but he was on the line with Real Talk St. Louis.
Okay.
And this happens in the middle of his segment. Okay.
You've said before that Trump should run again, but I think lately you said it's imperative he run in 2024. Is that right?
Yeah, there's been an evolution in my viewpoint. I really, you know, in politics, 3.5 years is a lifetime, to say the least. And I really did not know if hold on a second. I have a process server at my front door about to serve me in the latest lawsuit. I'm going to take this live on your radio.
Oh, holy smokes.
So,
wow.
He literally has been served.
Yes.
I was served while he was on the air. I believe with a subpoena.
Subpoena.
For a lawsuit in civil court in D.C.
Yay.
Wow.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. How you doing, sir?
Terrific.
You know what I have?
Yes, of course. I'll be happy to accept your
court papers from something to do with the, you know,
this. Oh, yes, a civil court in the District of Columbia.
Federal court.
It's still a fraud. Doesn't matter. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
At least he was nice to the guy.
Right.
The process server.
You might know the guy, too.
I've just been served in the January 5th lawsuit.
Oh.
Live, right here on your radio show.
Wow. Holy Tomorrow's God. News today. Tomorrow.
God. Damn.
They're spooging all over themselves. Right.
Good job, everybody. Roger Stone. What do you think he's got on? What do you think he's wearing?
He did go to the door. So, sequence thong?
Yeah, I think so. Because he's a dandy. The guy is fashion forward.
He is, yeah. He used to put out a best and worst dress list.
That's right. He's fashion forward and fascist forward. Or just fascist.
So that was good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Nice work, Roger.
Roger Stone served.
Good job.
Getting sued.
Yay!
We do have...
Does he wear lifts?
Who, Stone?
Guy, Roger. Yeah, he's just like...
I think he's kind of tall. I mean, he's probably shrinking with age, but...
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
Right.
This story is... SpaceX?
Oh, yes.
The first all-civilian crew...
Yeah, baby! Oh, yes.
Went into space yesterday.
Okay.
A billionaire e-commerce executive.
Yay.
And three less wealthy private citizens chosen to join him blasted off from Florida here at Cape Canaveral. On Wednesday, aboard a SpaceX rocket ship that soared into orbit, the first all-civilian crew to ever circle the Earth.
Damn.
From space.
Are they wearing pressurized suits?
They were, I believe.
Oh, okay. They got to wear those suits the whole time they're up there.
Amateur astronauts led by the American founder and chief executive of financial services firm Shift 4 Payments, Inc.
Wow. Okay.
Jared Isaacsman.
Yes, Jared. Congratulations.
And his crewmates... Sean Proctor, 51.
Oh, yeah.
Haley Arsenault.
Ooh.
What a great name. 29. And Chris Sombrowski.
Sombrowski.
42. Nice.
Sombrowski!
Good name. Good Polish name.
Sombrowski, get in the fucking rocket! Right now, Sombrowski!
Strapped into the pressurized cabin of their gleaming white SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule.
We're awesome!
Dubbed the Resilience.
Ooh!
Wearing their helmeted black and white flight suits.
Oh, very nice. Oh, pressurized.
Put
on that helmet, Rozalski!
So they went, they climbed 200 kilometers above the Earth.
Oh, shit.
I think they went around like three times.
Ooh, yeah. Boy.
Like that.
I thought they stayed up there like 3 days.
Oh, within 3 hours, they were... At their final cruising orbital attitude of 363 miles or 585 K.
Yes.
Higher than the space station.
Right.
Or the Hubble.
Wow.
And the furthest any human has flown from space since the moon program ended in 1972.
Shit. Good job, rich people. Good job, you rich fuckers. Good fucking job. What's your company? Shift Payment Tab Fuck?
I don't know if I would do that.
I'm not doing this.
First flight.
I'm not doing any of this shit.
I might do low Earth orbit.
God damn.
But to be the first that are going to be way the
fuck
out there.
Someone says to me, well, you want to go to space? I'm like, you want me dead? Go fuck yourself. I'm going to be in Italy looking at the Mediterranean. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, they're expected to be up there for 3 days, and then they're going to splash down at the Atlantic.
Yay. Oh, that sounds like fun. Oh, 3 days in space, and then we crash into the ocean. Sign me the fuck up. Fuck that.
They're circling the Earth once every 90 minutes at over 17,000 miles an hour.
Get VR goggles. I can do that right after the show.
22 times the speed of sound.
Yeah, I can do that in VR goggles.
Pointless in space because there's no sound in space.
Then why do they do... Are they warp capable?
No.
What is warp speed? Like, how much
faster... doesn't exist.
What does that mean? Light speed doesn't exist?
We don't know of anything. I'm going to just say we don't know of anything that travels faster than the speed of light.
Warp.
Probably.
Right. You don't know. Light is so fast. Oh, my God.
And we certainly can't achieve.
Yeah.
I think they've estimated with technology we have now, we could get up into the... I forget what I read, like 75-80% speed of light range or something like that, maybe?
That's not bad. That's fast.
Some of these, like, nuclear explosion drives or these...
Oh, that sounds safe.
Some of these solar...
Yep. You're going to take this nuclear...
Solar wind things or whatever, it just keeps constantly accelerating forever.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're going to take this solar wind explosion, nuclear explosion engine all the way to Mars, and you're going to get to Mars, to the most hostile climate on the planet. And you're going to live in a dome or some shit.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen.
It's like camping.
But it's not, though. It's like, I'm going camping, but for 4 months I have to sit in this little rocket powered by an exploding nuclear engine.
You're just months and months away from any help.
And there is no
help. Or water.
Yeah. But when you get, it's not like, oh, I finally made it to Mars. Oh, thank Christ. I made it here. I'm safe.
I mean, they think. Maybe they'll dig and find water.
In Mars?
Yeah.
God.
Maybe subterranean ice and stuff like
God,
that.
God, look at all. I'm so excited. Today, we went digging in Mars. We found some ice buried deep under the fucking Martian soil. It was the best day ever. Isn't this fun? Look at this ice I found. Jeez. Fuck that. That's crazy. So you get in it, you take a space trip for 3 days, and you just fall out of the sky into the ocean. And you pay for that? That's how you can land. How much does it cost to splash in the ocean?
Well, a lot.
It's like a fucking rock.
I would guess.
You just fall out of the sky and into the ocean. Here's $3 million or whatever it is. That's a lot. The Airbnb it up there?
Yes.
Okay. And the moon. There's a futon.
Theoretically, by the way, with the speed I was giving that we could get with our technology now. It's not like we know this. They think they could maybe crank it up.
Yeah, let's crank it up. Let's get to this shitty planet as fast as we fucking can. Let's take these rich people into space because they're bored. Is that how bored? If you have fuck tons of money and you're bored, is that what you do?
Well, I saw a meme today that said if billionaires are having a space race, that means we're not taxing them enough.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. There's a guy living in a box somewhere in Koreatown. He didn't give a fuck about the space race.
Yes.
He didn't fucking care.
So the first, congrats to the first. They're going to be up there. They're going to come
down.
Good
job, guys. Have fun, oligarchs.
Hopefully everybody will be okay.
What's the food like? Do we have a menu? Like, do they have an agenda? Like, what do you do? Are you allowed to roam around the spaceship? For 3 days, there must be something you can do.
Wow, they don't. It's all remote. The crew has no part to play in flying the spacecraft, which is operated by ground-based flight teams and onboard guidance systems. Even though two of the crew members are licensed pilots,
yeah. Air quotes.
There is a physician's assistant,
yes,
who could act as a medical officer.
Okay.
The four crewmates have spent 5 months in rigorous preparations, including altitude fitness, centrifuge work, microgravity, and simulator training.
Yes, yes.
Emergency drills, classroom work, and medical exams.
How's your microgravity work? Is it good?
They're saying it's more than just a joyride.
It's more than just
bullshit,
a joyride.
Bullshit.
No. Understand, rich people.
Oh, they are going to do some medical experiments.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fuck and see what happens.
Don't touch me with anything while I'm up in this motherfucker. Just can't concentrate on not driving the ship. I bet they're not even pilots. It's bullshit pilots. Probably, right?
And
real pilots, at least.
2.
I hope that's real.
And Haley Arsenault is making history as the youngest American launched into space.
Do you have coronavirus?
And actually the youngest ever among only 550 humans who have reached Earth orbit.
Yay! Good. That's great. I'm happy for you.
29 years of age.
That's good. That's good. Good work. What are you going to do up there? Do you read? But they're up there already. Do they read?
They're allegedly doing experiments.
Yeah, but the crew. I mean, what do you do if you're a guest?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they download the show.
Yeah.
Our show? To us, sure.
Yeah. Knock, knock, knock. Hi. Does anybody know how to shit in this thing? That's all I want to.
We've got an interview with CNN. What's that podcast saying, cunt, in the background? Could you turn that down?
It's the funniest podcast ever.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
You can see God up there if you're in the space tourism. Hi, Jesus.
Well, I guess
how are
you? Closer to them, right?
Well, I guess not God, not Jesus. You'd see God, God's dad. Jesus
doesn't. Aren't they the same?
No. Catholic? I thought they were not. Jesus, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
But they're different but the same.
Oh, my God.
That's that mystery of the Trinity thing.
Who could win in a fight? God versus Jesus. God every time.
Well, he's punching himself.
Hi, God. How's it going? God's like, just so you know. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Just so you know, if you're a space tourist, you're probably going to go to hell. Sorry, that's just how it is, okay? Bye.
Okay, hold on a second here.
Right.
Is this a new duet forming that we haven't speculated about? This is at Right Wing Watch. Here's a clip. I gotta play it.
Why did the media respond to your documentary in the way they did?
That's none other than Jim Baker.
Nice.
Said, why did the media respond to your documentary the way it did? Sitting next to him is Lori.
Baker Lindell!
Mike Lindell!
Oh my God!
On the Jim Baker Show.
This cannot wait till Faithless
this
Friday.
This can't wait. We have to play this right now.
Why did the media respond to your documentary in the way they did?
Well,
they just buried it.
Yeah, yeah. The absolute proof. Let me tell you the key part of that. That's probably the only...
Mike, meanwhile, they're playing a clip from his documentary called Absolute Proof. And when they cut back to the picture of Mike with sitting there with Lori and Jim, you can see that his hair has been touched up a little bit because it's like shoe polish black. Dude.
That guy.
He looks like somebody who might know a little bit about how to dye hair. Well, in the previous clip.
Yeah.
Him out.
He did a lot of work in the infomercial industry, but, and I would assume he had a makeup person.
Yeah, but now it just looks like he's taking the Rudy Giuliani, just rub black shoe polish sweat.
You think this guy is micromanaging his hair dye situation with his person?
Yes.
He probably has a person that works on that shit. He's like, go darker, Bill.
Maybe it had just been a while between rinses, and that's why his hair looked a little bit more normal.
God.
But, yeah, jet black.
Yeah, yeah, the absolute proof. Let me tell you the key part of that. That's probably the only time where I had a little fear and I had to pray, get on my knees and pray to God. This was 10 days before the impeachment
trial.
Did you
hear Lori?
I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. He said, I had to get on my knees and pray to God, and Lori goes,
It was 10 days before the impeachment trial. And let me the absolute proof. Let me tell you the key part of that. That's probably the only time where I had a little fear and I had to pray, get on my knees and pray to God. This was 10 days before the impeachment.
That's a big one. She identifies with this tyrant.
I get on my knees and pray to God. This was 10 days before the impeachment trial. And let me tell you, and 10 days before, and remember, at the time, that was like, towards the end of January, you know, the impeachment trials were Tuesday following like the February 8th, okay? And this was about maybe January 25th or so. I'm sitting there, I go, wow, they're going to impeach him. And I had word that they were going to.
This is what the 3-day symposium was like.
This is why this guy.
It literally was him sitting, taking an hour and a half to tell a 5-second fucking story.
But you know what, man? This sounds like a guy who puts out 13-hour documentaries.
Yeah, right. Because they have to. Because
this guy,
he can't say I walk down the street.
He is the poster child for ponderous.
This was about maybe January 25th or so.
Here's Mike.
I'm sitting there. I go, wow, they're going to impeach him. And I had word that they were going to impeach him. We were not going to be able to show evidence at that trial. They would not have shown it on TV. And they impeach him now. And what were they going to do? Take everyone January 6th in this big fake insurgency or whatever, that you're against the government.
Right. Fake insurgency.
Fake? That was fake? Shit, man.
Lori apparently agrees.
Right.
To do, take everyone January 6th in this big fake insurgency or whatever, that you're against the government, right. And guess who was number one on that right. list to come and get me?
Mm.
And they were coming. I'm going, God, they're going to kill me. You know, I'm going to put me and hang me. You know, basically is what I'm.
Oh, maybe they'll use that noose that they had didn't get to use on Pence.
Nobody cares about you. Yeah, maybe they'll use that. But then nobody cares about this guy.
No one's going to hang you, Mike. No one cares about you.
I mean,
you're a joke.
Yeah,
you're a joke.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Wake up. And they were coming. I'm going, God, they're going to kill me. You know, I mean, they're going to put me and hang me. You know, basically is what I'm thinking. And at that moment, he said, you know, I got put on a documentary. Just put the evidence out there and make it.
God damn.
Which flopped.
You petulant little bitch, baby.
God, how desperate is Mike Lindell that he is on this fucking frauds show?
Super fucking desperate, man.
Wow.
I mean, I think vocally this is a good pairing for everybody because Mike talks, Mike is verbose. Jim is good at listening and then saying weird shit, but the sound bed, the meat, it's Lori. And that one thing's just, don't run out of Xanax in Branson.
Thanks to Right Wing Watch for that clip. I wish there was more. But
where do they live?
That's all we have. They're in Branson or near Branson. Branson adjacent.
Are they Branson elite? Like when they roll in to say Golden Corral, they're like, "We have your seat. Your regular seat is here, Mr. Baker."
Golden Corral, yeah.
You and Lori, please.
Yeah.
You want to sit next to the cheese barge?
I'm going to the Crush Xanax station.
There's no other station but that for Lori. Every other, it's the Crush Xanax station, or there's just other places on the planet. But I'm not at the Crush Xanax station right now.
Lori will be face down.
Lori, you interviewed Mike Lindell today.
I did. We did.
Yeah. You want a carrot?
I mean, dang.
I can't save this one till tomorrow either.
Yay! God, that was amazing. It was, gosh.
I'm sad that's all they have, but that's all. Yeah. That's the only clip we have right now from Right Wing Watch. You'll recognize this voice.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. You hear me? You hear me well. If you have any affiliation with a Masonic lodge whatsoever, you better break that wicked, demonic nonsense out of your life.
Damn, I swear to God, this Greg Locke.
Greg Locke is quite the maestro.
If you put music
bullshit
to that, you could put nice
I'll bet that's
hip-hop beat to it or something.
I'll bet if I look on YouTube right now, Greg Locke music.
Demonic. This guy is crazy. Oh, there's got to be some Greg Locke music.
There's got to be some of that.
Some
done,
mix,
hopefully.
Some dance mix. This guy is nuts. And listen, all we do is follow wackos, and this guy is impressive, isn't he? I mean, against wackos, he's definitely a standout. To me, Greg Locke is better than that other guy we used to have. We used to play all the time, and we haven't heard from him in a while. He's a life coach, Dilly.
Dilly.
Greg Locke, better than Dilly. Sorry, Dilly. Dilly, you're done. Now it's Greg Locke.
Whatsoever, you better break that wicked, demonic nonsense out of your life. I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you clap. I don't care if you throw maters and taters. I don't need your stupid.
Oh, I don't care if you throw maters and taters.
Damn. Shit, man.
This is ad-libbed. He's really good.
Yeah, he is.
I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you clap. I don't care if you throw maters and taters. I don't need your stupid secret handshake. I don't need you putting your hand inside your coat when you pledge allegiance. I'll call you out, lickety-split. Lick it. I'm telling you, the Masonic Lodge is Illuminati, godless, wicked organization that has nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever. I don't care what your granddaddy told you.
Oh, I think that's really loud, everybody. Sorry.
I don't care what your granddaddy told you. Bam. Masonic Temple is evil and wicked.
Turn the levels up on that last one. Oh, it was quiet. And this one's not too loud.
This is a good one. You can rock out to this one.
Nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever. I don't care what your granddaddy told you. I don't care what you grab. I'll give you 5 seconds to leave. If you get mad, I will not apologize. I'm telling you, it is Satanism.
He loves telling people to leave, doesn't he?
I know, Greg. You want people to stay, but I will say this. That's a great line. I don't care what your granddaddy told you is a great song lyric. That's a great phrase.
I don't care what your granddaddy told you.
Great musical phrase.
If you get mad, I will not apologize. I'm telling you, it is Satanism. It is Satanism. It's right down at the end of Tate Lane. I ain't playing their stupid good old boy games. I ain't getting involved in that witchcraft, that nonsense. That thing has nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever.
Apparently there's a Masonic lodge somewhere, wherever the fuck his tent is.
Greg.
Down the lane.
What if somebody at the Masonic temple was like, hey, don't let that bullshit guy Greg lock down the street. Go get him. Isn't that what he's doing?
Well, yeah.
That nonsense. That thing has nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever. Don't you let anybody tell you, because here's what they'll say. Well, there's just certain things in the lodge. We can't share our secrets. We ain't got no secrets, praise God. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Some of you need to go home, and I don't care if your granddaddy's great-granddaddy, great-granddaddy, great-great-great-granddaddy was on the ark with Noah. You need to get rid of that Masonic Bible that you got in your living room, because that thing's got demonic spirits attached to it, and you ought to get rid of it and burn it in the name of God. I don't care if you clap or not.
Damn, I don't care if you clap or not.
He just jumped down off of the stage like he was, like almost like he was crowd surfing.
Well, this guy is something else. And it, you know,
I don't care if you clap or not.
He's playing these people brilliantly. I don't care if you clap or not. Meaning, I want you to clap.
Yeah, see, he's
so
really
bad. I'm a needy little snowflake.
Why has he got such a hard on for Masons all of a sudden? I mean, he's got to have content.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Or he just saw it and.
I'm telling you, you ought to separate yourself from witchcraft. That crowd, they'll threaten to kill you, do everything they can. I can't believe you calling out the Masons. It's a Jesus organization. I dare you to walk up in one and start talking about Jesus and see what happens. It's a sexually perverted, explicit, vile cult is exactly what the Masonic Lodge is. I never preached about it like this, but I am right now because I'm feeling froggy, I'm jumping.
Amen.
I'm feeling froggy, I'm jumping.
I'm enjoying this.
You can throw mate. I don't care if you throw. He said throw. I don't care if you throw maters, you throw taters.
Amen. This is crazy shit. They're perverts down there? They're perverts down there at the Masonic Temple. Oh, are they really? In what way? I mean, are they?
Well, who knows?
I don't know anything about the
I've
Masons.
Always thought those organizations were all just kind of bizarre. I
lump them in with churches and shit like that.
I don't get people getting together and dressing up in costumes and shit, unless you're going to Ren Fair.
That's fun.
Or Ren Fair, yeah.
Sure.
Or,
but this is
Comic-Con.
Absolutely. This is some strange shit.
It's about it like this, but I am right now because I'm feeling froggy. I'm jumping. It's straight up witchcraft. I don't care if you come back or not. I don't need your money. I don't have to have your support.
Liar. You liar.
I'm sorry, Pat, but that last statement was fraudulent.
Then why don't you just say, well, then today I'm not going to collect any collections because I don't need your money.
Right, right.
Sure, that doesn't happen during this rant.
Yes, this is him playing hard to get.
I don't need your money. I don't have to have your support. We ain't got to have any more people fill up this tent. I'll empty this thing out. I'm going to preach.
Well, but you know what this does? This is psyops. This is him brainwashing the people that are there.
Yes.
Because they're not leaving. I'm not going to leave. I'm not Illuminati.
In the club.
I'm not one of these guys. I'm not talking to Right Wing Watch. I'm not. But he's going to look around. He's like, I don't need you. You get the hell out of here. And then they look around. They look for the doors to see if any of them are leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they know that they're special.
They are.
They're true believers. They're special.
But, and then, are they radicalized, do you think?
Well, yeah.
People fill up his tent. I'll empty this thing out. I'm going to preach against demonism every time I see it.
Listen to these idiots. They're standing up and waving their hands and shit. There's a big horse trough.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
It's got to be where he does the baptizing, I'll bet.
Oh, my God.
It's a big metal horse trough.
It's COVID.
Full of water.
It's COVID. And I don't know, is it COVID that we, is the reason we don't need to all be dunking in the same
because it's in a tent, so water? You know, you can't have a permanent Dunkin' tub.
Get me the
trough. They've just got a big giant horse trough.
This is amazing.
Oh, wow.
And I see it. It's evil as hell. It's wicked as the devil. It's nothing but full-blown Satanism. By the way.
God, these people, they're standing up and applauding. These.
It's anyway. If you clap the rhythm, it's nothing but full-blown Satanism. Yeah. Which is musical.
By the way, did you know you can't name a president except Trump, who ain't been a Mason? Huh?
Is that true?
Can't name one.
Probably not.
Is Barack Obama a Mason?
I don't think so. I think Bush was.
All them bunch of devils stroking each other's egos.
Oh my
you ever
God.
Notice why people... Look, I don't even look at your cars when you came in tonight. I don't care what you got in the back of your car. If you got one of them stupid little Eastern mysticism symbols on the back, especially if you ain't a Mason, and you got one of them on the back of your car, you ought to take that nonsense off. You know why they do that? They do that to keep from getting a ticket. Because guess what? If a cop's a Mason and he pulls over a Mason, he's got an obligation not to give a Mason a ticket. You ever wonder why murderers and rapists and pedophiles and junkies get off so easily?
And murderers.
They're
and
Republicans.
Yeah, and murderers and rapists
and pedophiles and junkies get off so easily. Because if a judge is a Mason, he can't condemn and judge another Mason.
Ooh, did you hear somebody in the audience?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, you got that guy, Greg. Jeez,
did you hear them cheering him on? He's like, you know what else I'm going to say? Go ahead. You say it. You say it, Reverend. You say it, preacher.
Have the Freemasons responded to this?
I don't know. I don't know if there's been an official.
Is there
Of course they do.
Like, who?
There's that big fucking pyramid in Mobile. Downtown Mobile, Alabama.
Right, right.
It's a Freemason lodge.
Fucking bizarre, man.
There you go, Greg Locke.
Boy, I tell you, he has some good lyrics. I mean, like, you know, good shit. I look forward to any other dance remix. I mean,
think you could do some white guy rap?
Oh, yes. I absolutely think. I think the bar for that rapping genre
for Jesus,
is very,
of course.
Oh, Jesus rappers? Yeah, what is that like? Is there Christian rap? There must be.
Sure, there's Christian rap.
How does that go? I mean, what is it like? I don't even... Oh, God.
Don't make me... You're going to make me play this shit?
Yeah. I mean, it's just got to be bizarre. I mean, I listen to hip-hop. I love it. It's never occurred to me to listen to Jesus hip-hop. I mean, Kendrick Lamar talks about religion a good bit. You know, the black Israelites and things of that nature. But, I mean...
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick.
My rhymes are fly. My beats are sick.
We played this guy.
We played Rapping for Jesus before. We have played this. But there is real Christian hip-hop.
Is that real?
Here's fucking Kanye. Jesus is Lord. Here's another one.
Kanye is nuts.
I think this is Kanye.
Every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you.
Christian hip hop.
God, why is Kanye so crazy?
Because
he's crazy.
Out of his fucking mind.
He could have been our president, correct?
Yeah.
President West. That would be an interesting White House, wouldn't it? I mean, if Kanye is in the White House, then did you just growl at that? You don't want Kanye to be president?
This is Kevy, The Plug, featuring Joey Jewish.
Okay.
You know, the feedback on this segment, the Christian hip hop segment, is positive.
I saw that.
Alaska likes it.
I saw Alaska ring with a thumbs up for the Christian hip hop.
I mean, it's just like, but there is. I mean, if you want to find religious shit in hip hop, it's in a lot of it anyway. I mean, like Kendrick Lamar talks about Jesus a lot.
He's very Jesus-y. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, he talks about some wild fucking shit.
We do have. Is there more from the Bob Woodward book?
Oh, yeah, damn. When does this fucking book come out? Am I just going to have to listen tonight after
night?
I think night?
Like a couple of weeks or so, or...
Rachel Maddow has the book, and she opens every show. It's like, well, I got the book early, and you didn't, asshole, so I'm going to tell you the one story I'm going to tell you, and the rest I'll just let you fucking wonder about it. God damn. Making me nuts.
That apparently, they're saying that Trump refers to Rudy Giuliani as a drunk.
Okay.
Who says crazy shit.
Agreed. I finally agreed with the Shitler. Man, baby. I concur. He says crazy shit and he's drunk.
And
yes.
That Trump even said he only hired Rudy for his election challenge because quote, no sane lawyers would represent me.
That's quite the admission, isn't it?
Allegedly.
Omission. Admission. God.
So, yeah, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay. God.
Pre-order that book.
Yeah, when does that? That's available in like a couple of fucking weeks.
Yeah, a couple of
weeks. Fuck you, man. God, Woodward, bring that book out. What? Why are you withholding it? Why put portions of these things out?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Let me read the fucking thing.
They're really coming for Millie on the right, like we all fucking knew they would. Even Trump put out a statement. Did you see Trump's statement about Millie?
What? The how he's upset at Millie because he went behind his back to talk to the Chinese defense secretary.
Well, yeah, all that.
Yeah.
But Trump put out a screed on his media empire.
Yeah.
I mean, his blog.
It's supposed to be his social media platform.
Hmm?
His new platform is supposed to be that.
It was going to be a big giant. Yeah, yeah.
So what happened?
He's going to replace Twitter. And
I mean, if a guy is going to make a social media platform, he's got to be a guy that reads more than 10 words at a time.
Trump?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah. Is this your boat?
That's generous.
He wrote a book.
That's generous.
He wrote a book. Is this your boat? He wrote that.
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America.
Yes.
If the story of, quote, dumbass General Mark Milley, the same failed leader who engineered the worst withdrawal from a country, Afghanistan, in U.S. history.
What are you going through? What's going on?
She's bored of the fucking show. She's like, I'm done with the show. I don't care about Mark Milley.
She was barking at that bone.
Okay.
Mark Milley, leaving behind many dead and wounded soldiers, many American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the newest, most sophisticated military equipment in the world. Not true, by the way.
Yeah.
And our country's reputation is true. This is the longest sentence ever. Comma. Then I assume he would be tried for treason, all caps, and that he would have been dealing with his Chinese counterpart behind the president's back and telling China that he would be giving them notification, quote, of an attack. Can't do that! Exclamation point. Can't do that.
Can't do that. Isn't it? Is there? I mean, there's a hypocrisy here because didn't his campaign have a back channel with the Russians?
Oh yeah.
So he's complaining about that. With I mean, not
lots
that,
of backdoor Russian deals
oh,
going
yes.
on.
Yes. Lay down some plastic.
The good news is that the story is fake news concocted by a weak and ineffective general. So Trump doesn't want the humiliation.
Right.
Of thinking that Millie actually had to do this and that people were actually doing this behind his back.
Yes.
So he's saying, good thing he didn't do that, or that would be treason, because he couldn't have done that because that didn't happen.
Right. He throws around treason a lot.
He's lying.
Yeah. But he hasn't he in the past people of treason.
Ineffective general, together with two authors who I refuse to give an interview to because they write fiction, not fact. Actions should be taken immediately against Milley, and better generals in our military, of which we have many, should get involved so that another Afghanistan disaster never happens again. Remember, I was the one who took out 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Milley said it couldn't be done! Exclamation point.
Well, it wasn't done, right? I mean, Trump did not take out everyone in ISIS.
And by the way, they're back in Iraq. For the record, I never even thought of attacking China.
China.
And China knows that. The people that fabricated the story are sick and demented, and the people who printed are just as bad. In fact, I'm the only president in decades who didn't get the U.S. into a war. A well-known fact that is seldom reported.
Wait a second.
Well,
Trump.
Where did Obama get us?
Well, and what do you, when you say the word war, not yet, I mean, you could have done things that will cause a war in the future. We have also lost, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of people in this country to coronavirus?
Right.
I mean, God. Okay. We're not at war.
We hopefully would have lost a lot fewer in a war.
Yes. Yeah. And the way you tell it, I mean, we're almost in a war with Iran, right?
Well, that's one of the ones they were worried about, him just ordering some strike on Iran.
You know, I read some of the shit about him interacting with that Chinese Secretary of Defense, Milley, and it's like the guy described the as rattled. Whoever the Chinese Secretary of Defense is.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was rattled by what was going on with the riots, and they were nervous about it.
Right, and what Trump might do.
Yes.
That Trump might, to try to distract, turn around and order some strike on China to distract the country from his group's terrorism.
Do you think Milley did the right thing? Or Milley? What, is it Milley or Milley?
Milley.
Milley did the right thing?
Only Rudy says Milley.
And Miley. Miley, he says Miley. What'd you see?
In the span of 11 years, America lost 58,200 soldiers in Vietnam. Under Ron DeSantis' disastrous leadership, Florida has lost 47,000 people to COVID.
Every day I come to work, I feel like I'm going to war. I feel like it's a battlefield.
It's a hospital worker.
God.
This is,
Governor Ron DeSantis has been downplaying the severity of COVID in Florida.
This goes on for 2 minutes. Yes. This is Don Winslow with a new video.
Oh, shit.
And the hashtag Florida is Vietnam is trending.
God
right now,
damn.
Thanks to this video.
Wow. That's quite a context. Come to Florida.
So happy to be here.
Come to the sunshine. We voluntarily moved here from California.
Sure.
Holy
shit.
Saved
a lot of money, though.
That's true.
To leave behind after our COVID deaths.
Yeah, right. MAGA.
So there you go. That's trending on the Twitter.
Yay.
Our wonderful state here.
By the way, I did a zombie voice. I just want to say on Facebook, on Crab Diving, and our Twitter, I put up a promo that included a Tucker, but a zombie Tucker.
Oh.
Because the New Republic featured a magazine with zombie Tucker on the cover. It was funny.
I was going to save this for tomorrow, but the headline's just too funny.
There'll be stuff.
This is over at Raw Story.
Yes.
The son of former Alabama, our neighbors, just scant 10, 15 miles to the west-ish.
That's correct.
In the middle of the bay, if you count that.
Yes.
The son of former Alabama Governor Forrest Fobb James.
Forrest Fobb.
Do you know
James?
Fobb James?
No, I've never heard of this guy.
The son,
hey, Fobby,
is now considering challenging Governor Kay Ivey to a primary next year.
To a duel. I challenge Kay Ivey to a duel to the death.
businessman Tim James is his name, who ran in the GOP primary for governor in 2002 and 2010. Apparently, he didn't win either.
Thank God.
Is citing a main reason.
Yes, Pat.
That he is going to do this.
Oh, shit.
And his example of the culture wars, of Kay Ivey not doing enough in the culture wars, Ryan. Wait to hear what he's pissed about that happened in Alabama.
I can't wait.
Well, could the son of a former Alabama governor be in the running to challenge Kay Ivey for the Republican nomination for governor? CBS 42 State Capitol reporter Jeff Sanders has the story.
Tim James last ran for governor in 2010 and says he's not ruling out another run in 2022. On the steps of the state capitol, Tim James laid out concerns he, along with other conservatives, say are hurting Alabama. But was his press conference laying the groundwork for another run for the governor's mansion?
The question of whether I'm going to get in this race is yet to be determined. My family, my children, my...
No, there's a black guy.
My race.
There's a black guy holding his umbrella.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Not a good look.
Dan, are you... Did they go
or,
back?
I mean, he's a Republican, so that's a great look for him in Alabama.
Perfect.
My wife, we're praying about it, and we will make a firm decision later this year.
That's as loud as I can make it. It's really quiet.
Tim James, whose father, Fob James...
Okay, I just want the... fuck it, I'm just going to read what he says later.
Yeah.
There's a culture war brewing across the nation. If we lose this culture war, it's gone. He attacked a beast with three heads.
Okay.
Critical race theory.
Yes.
Transgender rights.
Boo!
And the use of yoga as exercise in public schools.
Yes!
I can't believe they're allowing this.
But that's not the first time.
No, they just recently... She had to, like, overrule the legislature or something stupid
Why?
Like that.
Because they say namaste at the end of it.
Because they were going,
I've done yoga.
Because it's it's religion, it's evil, it's against Jesus.
There are times when your yoga instructor will, they won't get evil, but they'll get like, why aren't you doing downward dog correctly? And, they might yell at you a little bit, but shit, man. It's fucking yoga.
Alabama recently lifted its ban. There was a ban in Alabama on teaching yoga in public schools.
Wait a second. What if I don't want to teach yoga, but I want to say I want to teach this? Look.
He's doing downward dog.
Okay.
Thinks
no, it's
play.
Not downward dog. It's not. I'm laying down on the floor and stretching my back to make it feel better. That's not yoga. Am
Shelby
I allowed to do that?
In?
But don't say namaste.
Well, don't call it yoga.
What do I call it?
You can call it Jesus stretching.
Jesus stretching. And then what do I say instead of namaste? What do I say?
Trump.
White power.
Oh, perfect. So this white yoga has a lot of Nazi salutes in it, doesn't it?
So the three-headed evil
yoga
is critical race theory. Transgender rights.
Yay!
And the use of yoga as exercise in public schools.
What about Zumba? What about Zumba? Zumba's not part of the Hydra?
Zumba?
Zumba.
The vacuum?
No!
Oh, that's Roomba. That's Roomba.
Zumba is an exercise where you dance.
Oh, I know what you mean. That's they had those.
Zumba, we have Zumba, but no yoga. Is that correct? Zumba is allowed?
I don't know.
A lot of people do it. A lot of people do.
Well, yeah, but I don't. Do they now with the COVID?
If I see my neighbor doing yoga, can I report them for doing something un-American?
Probably states are lining up to try to adapt that
my neighbor
Texas forced birth law into all kinds of stuff.
I know my neighbor.
You're assisting in a gay marriage. Yeah. We're gonna sue you for $500 million.
I know my neighbor wants an abortion, and she does the child's pose. It says namaste. We're so stupid. We're the dumbest country.
So the culture war is brewing, and he wants to primary Kay Ivey Because she's not crazy enough. She's not conservative enough.
K.I.V. allows yoga. What the fuck?
And you notice he said transgender rights. So he's kind of acknowledging that they're rights.
Yes.
But saying they shouldn't have them.
Well, okay, so you don't... What do you want to do then? He's against trans... He's against the rights of transgender people, but he's also acknowledging their existence, right?
Right.
So that's an issue if we live in a free society, isn't it? Isn't it, dickhead? Trans rights are human rights, you fuck.
I mean, we certainly can't.
Simple.
Hold these people to logic and reason.
I know. I know. Listen.
Been completely flung out.
We got to get this yoga out of our fucking schools like yesterday. Are you
I'm here tonight because the meeting on Monday wasn't allowed to finish, so they postponed it until tonight. Tonight, the only thing that you got to speak about was what was on the agenda.
Oh my God.
A rescheduled school board meeting that took place on a high school football field. They moved it outside to the football field because these scumbag, conservative, lunatic, dickwad, anti-mask, anti-vax, freedom-fighting lunatics have been creating scenes and forced them to postpone and reschedule the last school
board
meeting.
And it's safer. It's safer to hold these outside because we know when you yell and scream, air droplets fly out of your mouth at a higher fucking rate than when you're just talking like a normal fucking human being. And that's not what these anti-maskers do. They're lunatics.
Fresno B.
Safer to be outside.
Reporting. Yosemite Unified School District originally scheduled their board meeting for Monday, but the meeting was adjourned after a group of assholes against masks and vaccines heckled the board so much that they could no longer continue.
Why are you bullying school board people? Do you know what they want to do? They want your dumb fucking children to fucking learn something. That's it.
They got mad because at the board meeting on Monday, they were inside and they wanted everyone to wear a mask.
Oh my God.
So they decided to move the public comments out to a football field.
No shit.
So these tiny baby toddler fucks can waddle around without their mask and scream freedom, Nazi Germany, blah, blah, blah.
I think these people are on to something. For all the comments, just leave a microphone in a football field and some chairs and let
these assholes go.
Yeah, let them talk to the goalpost.
Put the live stream on Twitter because that would be really funny.
But we don't want to be near their air bubbles, right?
According to superintendent of the school district, the board didn't want to start the meeting until people had masks on and things devolved when some parents refused. They were pretty disruptive about it, so we weren't able to move on. And for some time, we decided to move public comment out to the football field.
No shit. I mean, the thing is, what is it like to be on a school board? Do you get paid or is it a volunteer position?
I assume you get paid.
I don't know.
Probably not much.
It's some kind of public service, right? I mean,
right.
The guy, and I mean, unless you're a fucking fascist like these mask holes, I mean, you're there for the greater good, and now all of a sudden you're getting threatened. I mean, yay, guys.
While the meeting, it says here, the meeting on the football field was much tamer.
Yes.
A man standing below the bleachers started shouting over the speaker.
Oh, my God.
I can do whatever I want, he yelled at. He yelled after being told to quiet down. And a sheriff's deputy walked over to him and said, no, you can't.
Wow. Is the cop going to do something helpful here? Holy shit.
So, I mean, they're just, they're children. They're just infants.
And the thing is, a school board, I imagine, could do some good, right?
Hopefully.
Yes. This is the opposite of that.
There are definitely sides. There are obviously the masked versus unmasked parent sides. I think a lot of the people who are masked up are also the ones who don't really care about the testing or the quarantines. You know, generally that I've noticed, a lot of the parents that care about the mask issues also care about the quarantines and the testing. It just depends.
Right. They're morons.
Yeah.
They don't want to wear masks. They're pissed about quarantines.
Right, right.
And they and they're pissed about testing.
Yeah.
I know that you're concerned about your children. I'm concerned about your children as
one of the school board trustees. My God.
Well, we need to consider mandates that are issued by the state. Mandates are laws.
You know, I'd rather not have my child masked. He is masked because he wants to be on campus, and that's his choice, and that's totally fine. But I do have a problem with the constant quarantining and the constant testing.
We don't, no one, I hate these people. Do you know why?
Moron.
No one wants to have this pandemic. Nobody wants
her. Her son is smarter than her.
Yeah, her son's not a fucking idiot.
That's his choice.
Then why are you fucking with the school board?
Let me just say to you, we are all Americans. The right to choose is yours.
Yeah, you can choose not to send your kid to school.
Yeah.
But if you send your kid to school, we're going to have masks, assholes.
That's
the whole
problem.
Simple. Nobody's forcing you to get a vaccine. No one's forcing you to mask up. But we're saying if you're going to travel in polite, healthy society right now, mask up, vax up, or fuck off.
Right, absolutely. But like, you can't put your kid in the car without a seat, car seat.
Right.
What's the difference?
It's freedoms. Car seats don't stop kids from breathing.
Choose is yours. We also understand that our choices also have consequences.
It's great to see everybody here tonight and acting respectfully and appropriately and showing support for the district and our staff who are working so hard and are stretched so thin. I just would really encourage everyone to try, even in times that are frustrating, and there are things that we could be doing better.
This is so ridiculous that they're out on a football field because of infantile moron parents that are
right.
Horrific parents. Look at the displays they're putting on for their children, their children that these temper tantrums are the way to handle things.
And the
in
thing
polite
is,
society.
But they can't even handle anything because they can't even get to the real issue. I mean, realistically, every parent there would be like, okay, we want to do whatever we can to keep our kids safe from this corona shit. That's what it would be.
It's a hoax.
You would be if people were saying, you wouldn't be arguing about masks.
Absolutely. Nobody's discounting that, but just try to extend a little bit of grace to our community and to our staff members because they are working so hard to try to meet the needs of our students.
Jeez.
So there you go.
Yay.
But there was one asshole, of course, who was yelling.
Under the bleachers, too.
Hiding under the bleachers like
that's
a, like
very
a
creepy.
Typical scum troll.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
Good job, America. We're doing great.
They're all such assholes.
We had that stat yesterday that it said the rest of the planet, the coronavirus numbers are beginning to go down. Not
yeah,
here.
I think it was
not here.
It
though.
Was us and Mongolia or something like that that have the two the two worst COVID numbers right now.
Mongolia,
something like that. I think.
God, we can beat Mongolia, can't we? Or I know, no offense, Mongolia. I guess you and I, good company, right?
We do have.
Have you ever been there?
I haven't.
Me neither.
I think it might be nice.
Yeah. Well, no, it might not be. It'd be just like here.
I don't know how great this audio is, but it's a wonderful story. I don't approve of this at all. We don't approve of violence, but this is a woman, a young lady, who has just decked and beat the shit out of a campus preacher. Who is carrying a sign that says "Women belong in the kitchen"?
Yeah. Hey, you found out where you belong, motherfucker, on the ground.
University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Oh, at Birmingham?
At Birmingham.
Birmingham. Oh my God, damn, that's crazy. Next. They were the person who
the preacher.
Yeah,
A campus preacher carrying a sign saying "Women belong in the kitchen" was assaulted Tuesday by a female student at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. AL.com, a witness to the incident who captured it on video, told AL.com the pair were carrying signs saying things to the effect that women belong in the kitchen, shouldn't be in college, etc.
Yeah.
The video shows a female believed to be a student striking the man who said he was a preacher and knocking him to the ground. UAB campus police then intervened.
Yeah. A little late, right? This person had to protect herself and hit this dude.
Whatever
the fuck. Fuck these wackos.
If he wasn't being violent, she shouldn't have attacked him, but...
Right.
You know, there's part of it that's very gratifying.
Nice.
There was a UAB spokesman said there was a concerning, very unfortunate altercation on campus yesterday between demonstrators and what appeared to be a student. We cannot comment further as there is an ongoing investigation. We don't know if anyone was arrested or injured. That's all we know so far.
A person following around a student screaming, "You shouldn't be here. You should be naked or barefoot," or what do they say?
Women should be in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's nice.
Shouldn't be in college.
Right. Damn.
Walking around a college campus.
You know?
Even in Alabama.
God damn.
You're asking for some shit.
You absolutely are.
I don't condone the violence.
Questioning someone's existence.
But I understand it.
Absolutely.
We
understand it. Yeah, yeah. Buy that person a drink. Buy Rand Paul's neighbor a drink.
Well...
Buy Rand Paul's neighbor another drink.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow. Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. See what Ryan's doing. He's out on the internet. Rated R Comedy, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, safe, asshole-free evening. I'll holler at you all tomorrow.
Yay!
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.